CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchel with Antonia Calabasanu, my colleague and friend. She is in Bucharest, Romania, helping me to understand the front line of the war in Ukraine. Antonia has been my informant for some time on this, before the Grain Deal, during the Grain Deal, and now that it is broken after the Grain Deal. This is the Black Sea in wartime. Right now, there are scary headlines. For example, James Cleverly of the United Kingdom's cabinet, with Mr. Sunak's cabinet, he's foreign minister. Russia may target Black Sea civilian ships after Grain Deal collapse, says Mr. Cleverly. And the Associated Press, EU agricultural ministers meet to discuss vital Ukraine grain exports after Russia nicks deal. And UK Defense Ministry, this is where our good information comes out of Kiev. UK Defense Ministry, Russia feels less politically constrained to strike Odessa and other ports in Ukraine. You will recall that the barrage of missiles flying into Odessa these last days, that is coincidentally right after the grain deal broke, the attack on the cathedral, the attack on the port facilities. It appears that it is not enough for Russia to say no deal. It is now turning its gunfire against the grain ports that are available in Ukraine. But, Antonio, you've written of this. Constanza, your grain port is available, but overwhelmed with grain coming out of Romania. Are there considerations being made now, given this new hostile attitude of Russia? Are your ships at risk carrying grain from Ukraine?
Well, yes and yes. So bottom line, Constanza is overwhelmed also with grain coming in from Ukraine. And yes, there are considerations being done and things are basically being discussed and put into practice as we are talking with regards to trying to increase logistics on the Danube channels. Because what happens now, and I'll try to put it as simple as possible, the Ukrainian ships are coming in through internal ports on the Danube and basically offloading into and going through the channels to Constanza and to other ports in Romania for the merchandise to be taken on railway and roads, and obviously on the Danube. So what that means is that Romania is trying to increase capacity for the channel's use, and increase the capacity by basically putting to work another port, Brăila, and increasing the participation of a secondary port that was functioning so far to help Ukrainian grain pass through, which is the port of Galați. Both ports are basically internal ports. And this is where, we are basically trying to help Ukraine to get through as fast as possible, considering that Russia also attacked two internal ports on Ukrainian territory, but very close to Romanian territory, pretty much on the other side, basically killing off the logistics of these two ports because they were realizing that Ukraine can use those two ports to get the grains out. And when it comes to attacking ships, well, yes, if there is one thing that the Indian Ocean and the Black Sea have in common, that is exclusive economic zones. The one thing that they don't have in common is international waters. The Black Sea does not have international waters. So what happens is that Russia has the right to call on perimeters within the economic zones of other coast countries and basically say that Russia can use that perimeter for military exercises. And because it can legally do that, it did so. So right now, it pretty much blocked the coast of Ukraine. And according to local sources, there is also a part of the economic zone, of the exclusive economic zone of Bulgaria, that is being blocked. We don't know if Russia is going to have ships in there, but considering that the Kremlin has said that Moscow has the right to inspect ships passing by, even if no one gave Russia that right. That usually is being done with a UN mandate. So Russia has said that it would inspect commercial ships because it thinks that anything going to Ukraine can be a risk to Russia's goals. We can expect that Russia will call on commercial ships and will basically, if the commercial ship will not let itself inspected, well, worst case scenario, Russia could hit it, right?
Right.
Antonia,
what you're outlining here is extremely dangerous situation, correct? Extremely dangerous.
Yes.
Right now. Yes. Russia can interfere in the shipping along Romania and Bulgarian frontier.
Yes, that is correct. So obviously we do have, like, Turkey is pretty much the prominent naval leader in the Black Sea, and Romania comes second. We have helped with minesweeping, but right now pretty much all of the Black Sea, at least on the northwestern side, is blockaded because of this. It's the fear of an attack.
Antonia Kolobashanu in Bucharest. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.